Hello, GW Backstage. This is Mary Bellows reporting for AMA from my favorite recording studio, also known as my bed. I actually tried recording in my bathroom, but for some reason it was really echoey with the way I had set up my my mic and everything, so I just gave up after a few questions, so this is the next best thing. I warn you, I have a dog next to me who has a tendency to snore quite a lot, so this is not a significant other or her husband, it's just my dog. Well, I guess he's my husband because he's my longest relationship, so. But anyway, the first question is from Interesting Suit. He says, I love the French accent, so thank you very much. What accent turns you on? I think it's more a combination of accent, but also the tone of your voice. I will listen to pretty much anybody on GWA as long as the tax interests me. But what really turns me on is a deep voice, or at least a voice with... I'm not quite sure how to describe that in English. Maybe a voice which has some kind of texture behind it. I don't know if you know what I mean, but yeah, that's, and I do love a Scottish accent, Irish also. Yeah, British mostly, I suppose. Well, British is kind of vague, but I won't say a posh English accent. That's maybe a bit, I don't know. There is just something about, yeah, someone with a posh English accent speaking dirty. I don't know, for some reason I think it makes it even dirtier. So yeah. Anyway, next question. Loving Oral. What if God was one of us? He's such a smart ass, but I love him. I love how passionate he is about the theater and musical, just like me. His real question is, what got you started with GWA? So basically, I discovered erotic audios in very early 2018. I was on Tumblr one night. I just couldn't sleep, and I was, I don't know, clicking from one link to another, and I found an erotic audio artist, and I clicked his audio, and I was just floored. The way it made me feel, and yeah, I just thought it was amazing to be turned on by just a voice. So I looked for other artists, and I found Gail Force, and I immediately joined his Patreon, and I mostly listened only to him and a few other people who also publish on Literotica. And I think, yeah, it's only around September that I discovered GWA. Yeah. And I don't know, I can't, I suppose deep down I wanted to record something like that, but maybe it's not so obvious now, but I really didn't like my voice, especially not when I have to speak English, because I've said that to a few people, actually, when I was in high school and even later at college. The teachers would not be happy with my accent. I was, I was acing all the tests. I was really good at languages, but they didn't think my accent was good enough. So I was, truly I was afraid to speak. Even when I went to an English-speaking country, I was really, really scared to speak. because of that. And while I was on Gail Source Patreon, I met quite a few lovely ladies. Some of them became best friends, and we did exchange on Twitter once in a while voice clips, because yeah, I suppose we were curious at some point to know what we sounded like. And I'm pretty sure the first voice clip I sent, well, I recorded, was for someone who is also here, Mrs. Donovan, for her birthday. And I was really, really nervous to record. It was only a few seconds, but I remember that I was really nervous to record. And she thought my voice was lovely, as well as a few other people. And that already gave me a little boost to my self-esteem. And that year, during the summer, I met someone online, and I won't go into details, but when we first met, he would send me erotic audios, like stories he would make up on the spot, and just send them to me. And after a little while, I started to also reply by audio, making him erotic audios. And he did say that he loved my voice. He said that I could read the phone book and it would still be interesting, which was, I guess, flattering, but also, I don't know, it was hard to believe for me. So again, that helped me a little. And yeah, in September, I just, when I discovered GWA, I waited a few more weeks, and one day I just decided to post something. Like I said, I was encouraged by Mrs. Donovan and a few other people, I guess. And I kept it pretty much secret for a while, from online friends except her and a few other people. So yeah, that's pretty much how I got started. And I am enjoying it a lot. It's really fun, and it does help me to also boost my self-esteem when it comes to speaking. So yeah, thank you for your question. Next one, Glimmer and Gold. Which audio of yours are you most proud of? Are there any kinds of audios or scenarios that you haven't tried yet but would like to? There isn't really one audio in particular that I'm really proud of, because for some reason, sometimes I will record something that I think is absolutely amazing, and it's such a fail on GWA, and sometimes I will record, I don't know, a 4 minute comfort audio, and it will do amazingly well. So it's really hard for me to say which one I am the most proud of. I suppose any of my improv ones, because I never thought I would be able to do something like that, to do improv. I basically just have an idea in my mind, and I press record, and I go for it. And so I suppose these are the ones I'm the most proud of. As for other kinds of audio or scenarios, I do read a lot of scripts, and I save a lot of them. Some I'm still waiting, because I don't think I'm quite ready to do them yet. But I do try to find different kinds of scenarios and audios. We will see. I'm mostly about, so far, comfort ones and more sensual ones. I think it's what I'm good at, because that's what I like. I suppose I could try to do something else, but I do feel it will show that I'm not really into it. So we will see. Maybe in a few months. when I'm getting really better at this, I suppose, maybe I will try something really different. Next, hand in my cookie jar. She asked four questions. First one, if you had to perform your GWA stuff for any three actor actresses of your choice, who would they be? I would never do that. I'm really the kind of woman who is starstruck. I'm not jaded at all when I see, when I have the chance to see a celebrity or even like a singer. I'm really starstruck. I still think it's quite an amazing experience. So to have to perform my GWA stuff to actor actresses, that would be really terrifying. And yeah, I can't really think of actors who would be into that. I'm a huge X-Files nerd, so I guess I would have to say Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny. That could be quite funny since he's a former sex addict and she's into, I think, she's really a sex positive person. So maybe that could be quite funny. And as far as a third person, this is really random, but I do love Sam Rockwell. He's one of my favorite actors. So I don't know. I think he's the kind of guy who would have a sense of humor about that. So maybe him. David Duchovny, Gillian Anderson, and Sam Rockwell. Two, your top three singers, bands. It's really, I love a lot of music. A lot of artists. So it's really difficult for me to do a top three. It's more like Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are number one, and all the other artists are just beneath, but on the same level, so to speak. I do love a lot of artists who are in the same kind of universe as Nick Cave. So yeah, like Rufus Wainwright and Leonard Cohen. Yeah, his son also, Adam Cohen. I just love a lot of artists. Yeah, it's really, really difficult for me. I have everything on my phone and on my laptop and CDs. It goes from also soundtrack to musicals to, I don't know, the Rolling Stones, ABBA. It's really a mix of everything. It's really random. Three, what are you excited about this year? It could be about a goal or a trip you wanted to take. My main goal this year was, well, it still is, to go to the United States to see Mrs. Donovan. I'm sorry, I'm going to mention her a lot, but we are both in this crazy Reddit adventure together, and she has become one of my best friends, and I would really like to meet her finally and spend some time with her. I don't know if it will be possible this year, but we will see, maybe the second half of the year. So that's a trip I would love to do. I don't really have any big goal. I'm more like a week by week kind of girl these days. I do hope I will be able to keep recording for you and be part of the community. I know that life has a tendency to throw stuff at you when you least expect it, but I do hope that this year I will be left alone and that I will be able to enjoy this little adventure. Are there any GW artists you would love to collaborate with? Give me your top three choices. I'm not sure I want to collaborate right now. I don't know. I think if I really had to collaborate, it would be with women. Not really with men, mostly because when I listen to an audio, I prefer to listen. I want to be able to project myself into the fantasy. So if I hear another woman, I find it more difficult. I will listen, of course, to collabs, but I don't think that right now I want to do one. My favorite artists don't really do collabs either, so yeah, so it's hard for me to reply to that one. Lord Bartex, lots of questions. Do you have a pet, or did you have one while growing up? Well, yes, I do have a pet. He's next to me. He's a 13-year-old mini dachshund. Yes, I love him a lot. I used to have a cat growing up, an orange cat. What is your favorite color? My favorite color is green, just like my eyes. If you could go back in time for one day only, where would you go and what event would you like to witness? This will probably sound like a cliche, but the US in the 50s, like I think I would have to come back as a man, of course, because the 50s were not really great for women. Well, it's still not amazing right now, but you know what I mean. But I don't know, to be a teenager during that period with the birth of rock and roll and seeing artists like, I don't know, Elvis Presley and Jerry Lewis and all these amazing artists. Just, I don't know, my dad was, he still is a big fan of of rock, and it just, yeah, I don't know, it's, I think it's something that would be quite amazing to witness, just yeah, just that, and to be a teenager and be able to go to this concert. Well, I suppose I have to be a man and a wealthy teenager also. And I don't know in which part of the US, but I'll just go or be able to attend the Elvis 68 comeback concert. That would be quite amazing. Something music related, I don't know. There are no other big events I would like to attend, I guess. Do you have any favorite quotes that you would like to share with the rest of us? I'm not a huge fan of inspirational quotes. And my dog is starting to snore. I'm sorry about that. I don't know if you will be able to hear it or not, but it's really funny. Quotes. Yeah, like I said, I'm not really into inspirational quotes. I used to keep a book where I would write down movie quotes and book quotes. Let me just pause for a second while I go find the exact quote, because I don't know, I don't really know it by heart, so. Okay, so I'm back. my favorite quotes, I suppose, come from a movie called 20,000 Days on Earth, and it was a movie that Nick Cave made, and it's like it's part documentary, part movie, because it's scripted, but it follows him during a typical day in his life, which is not really how he spends his day, but it's quite an interesting movie. And toward the end of the movie, he's walking from his house in Brighton to the beach, the pier, and there's just something with the imagery of him in his suit walking down to the beach, and it's at night, and there is this music in the background and everything, and it just, I don't know, it's really powerful. I will see if I can find a clip on YouTube and maybe put it in the in my post. Anyway, the quote goes like that: "All of our days are numbered. We cannot afford to be idle. To act on a bad idea is better than to not act at all, because the worth of the idea never becomes apparent until you do it. Sometimes this idea can be the smallest thing in the world, a little flame that you hunch over and cup with your hand and pray will not be extinguished by all the storm that howls about it. If you can't hold on to that flame, great things can be constructed around it. Things that are massive and powerful and world-changing, all held up by the tiniest of ideas." I don't know. I said that I don't really like inspirational quotes, but I do think that this is really beautiful and well said. That if you have an idea, even if you think it's stupid, you just go for it. I don't know. It's I know that among fans, it's one of the best thing he has ever said, and he has said a lot of good things. But I don't know. I think it's quite powerful. So yeah, I will go with that one. Next question. What's the weirdest thing you have ever seen? I think I really can think of something really weird I've seen. Well, I suppose I did spend a few weeks, well, maybe months even, on FetLife, and I did see some weird shit there. Sounding is probably the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and I never want to see that again in my life. What's your favorite story, fairy tale, or legend? There was this fairy tale that my great aunt used to tell me a lot when I was younger. It's Bodan, which I don't know if it can't really be translated by donkey skin. If you know this. This fairy tale story, it's by Charles Perrault, and it's basically, it's a bit long to explain, but it's basically a king who has decided to remarry with someone who is as virtuous as his late wife, and he decided, if I remember correctly, to marry his own daughter. So yeah, incest. And to avoid getting married with him, she asked him impossible things like, can't really remember, I think like a dress made of something. I really don't remember, but it's a fun story, and I do think that my great aunt used the kids' version that at that point we really didn't know what incest was like, I suppose. I think she twisted the story a little bit, but that's the one I remember the most, I suppose. Next question: the best time of year is, well, for me it's summer. Summer is kind of hit or miss in Belgium, but I absolutely hate winter. I do love the heat, and the hotter the better. Like last year, we had a heat wave, which was, I suppose, not that good, but it was quite a nice change to see the sun every day. Thank you for your questions. Next from 8 Memento Mori 6. You are being sent to another planet for a year. Let's assume safe travel there and back, and quality of life are guaranteed during your stay. What would you take with you to help pass the time? I would take my Kindle with me because it's full of books. Like a lot of books, and I really haven't been reading a lot these days, which is not good, I know. I do spend more time with headphones on my head than my Kindle in my hands, unfortunately. So I will take my Kindle with me. Would you rather explore the deepest depths of the oceans or soar the skies? Well, I am a mermaid, so the ocean, no doubt about it. I'm not, yeah, I think it would be quite interesting to see the different kind of species of fishes and everything that lives in the ocean. If you had the ability to go back and change one moment in your life, would you return to the present day but changing you would return to the present day, but changing that one moment could have altered your life for better, worse, or not at all. Would you still go through with it? I suppose I would change. I would change my studies. I don't know if it really would add to my life. For the worse, I don't think so. I suppose it's not like changing something really big, well, even though it's big, but sorry. Yeah, when I graduated high school, I was basically a nerd, so I was really good at most subjects, and the high school I went to was really competitive. They really pushed the student to be the best, but they didn't really encourage creativity. And I mean, I love studying. I was really good at, like I said, everything. I'm not bragging, I swear. But I also really enjoyed more creative stuff like painting, drawing. That's what I did when I was not studying, painting, drawing. I loved creating stories in my mind with my dolls and stuff like that. I was really creative, and I do regret that after high school I went to a business school. My parents didn't really push for one school or another, but they didn't go to college. They both had office jobs, but you really didn't need back then to go to college or university for that. They learned at their work, and they were really successful at it. But so it's not like you have to go to college, because we didn't go. But yeah, I just decided to go to business school because I thought, I mean, I'm good at a lot of topics, and I don't know. I just went there, and it really wasn't my thing. I did st stuck with it. I stayed with in that school for like 3 years, and again, I could have continued, but it was just too much. It was a top business school in Brussels. I don't know what it's like. In other countries, well, I do think I have a pretty good idea how it is in the US, but basically in Belgium, in that kind of college, the first year you can't choose your major. if you go in that school to study marketing, it will only be during the third year that you will decide that marketing is your major. But the first 2 years, you have to study everything. So the first semester, you have like 17 classes, and it's marketing, finance, we had English, Flemish, and you had to pick a third language, so like German, Spanish, you have mathematics, which are also pushed to a very high level, which I absolutely hated. 17 classes is quite a lot, and the second semester you have just as many, and it was just too much. It was taking over my life, and I really regret the time I spent studying there, and not being able to do more creative stuff, and I ended up switching to a college where I focused on languages and everything that has to do with tourism. Like if you want to work in a travel agency or at the airport or whatever. Anyway, I ended up doing translation after, but written translations. But and I did work a little in the tourist industry also. But I do wish that I'd chosen maybe that first, or maybe something more creative, I don't know. So yeah, I would have changed that, and hopefully it would have changed my life for the worse. His last question is, what is a parrot's favorite letter of the alphabet? That's really cruel, especially for a French-speaking woman. It's R. Please feel free to laugh. Next set of questions are from Mr. Licorice Returns. Are you more of a coffee or tea person? Definitely coffee. I don't like tea at all. With what small animal will you take over the world? Well, with my dog, of course. A stubborn little dachshund who barks at everything. The closest object to your right is now your superpower. What is it? It's a pillow. So I suppose I will be pillow woman and we'll have pillow fights. That sounds quite fun, actually, to fight your enemies with pillows. Next question from Lava Game Champion. You can have a dinner party with any three people, living or dead, real or fictional. Who are they and why? Three people. Can we invite Christian Grey and to show him what BDSM really is about? No, I don't know, I'm just kidding. Again, I find this really hard to choose three people, because I do love a lot of artists, celebs and everything, but I'm not that interested in spending a lot of time with them. I don't know, maybe it's weird. I've been to a couple of conventions, actually, where I've paid to have my pictures taken with artists, celebs, and I don't really regret that, because I was with friends and everything, but in the end, I don't know. It's just, it's nice to meet them, but I wouldn't want to have a dinner with them. Yeah, I really don't know. I suppose it's cheesy, but I would bring back three people from my family who have unfortunately passed away. Yeah, because you can never have enough time with your loved ones. So I would pick three people from my family. Celebs and everything don't really matter. Yeah. So, bonus question. You can live in any fictional world, but it's a one-way trip. What is it and why? Or would you stay in our world? I guess I would have to stay in my world because I would miss my family, my dog, my friends, unless I could take them with me. I would have to stay here. Question from Mrs. Donovan. So it's this or that, sweet or savory? Sweet always. The next one is man sounds, and she put it like tags or growls. Do I really have to choose between the two? I suppose growls because I do love a good growl in my hair, in my ears. It just sometimes it just gets you there. An evening in the West End or a day on Broadway. I guess a day on Broadway because I haven't been there in like 4 years and I do miss it. I'm sorry if my voice doesn't sound too great because I've had a cold for the past few days and it's finally getting better, but I do still have a sore throat. Bound or blindfolded? So big surprise, I've never done neither bound or blindfolded. Blindfolded, I'm kind of vanilla. But I would go for blindfolded at first. I think it would be quite interesting to just focus on sensation play and not instead of seeing things. And again, I think that would yeah, I think that would be quite amazing, especially to focus on someone's voice. Yeah. Ice cream or Oreos? Ice cream, of course. Bonus question. You get to have 24 hours with your favorite erotic audio artist doing anything your heart desires, but you could never listen to them again after. Do you do it? I've actually talked about that with her already, and I'm not going to mention the artist, but yeah, I would totally do it for 24 hours with him because, you know, at in the Lady Gaga Bad Romance video, sorry, at the end of the video, she's in bed with a man. They just had sex, I guess, and she's smoking, and the guy is smoking next to her, but not a cigarette. He's literally smoking because he's yes, caught on fire, I suppose. And I guess that would be me after 24 hours with this man. So I would be dead, so it wouldn't matter. I would be dead. I would never get to listen to him again, but I suppose I would die a happy woman. I would have literally combusted. Thank you for your question, sweetheart. Captain Jericho. Yeah, these are the weird questions. Is the dark side of Reddit. Question one. Why do you think Sandra Bullock was cast in Bird Box instead of you, and did it make you angry? Well, it made me so angry that I still haven't seen the movie. But you know, they gave me the script and I came to audition, and They said that I would have to be blindfolded for the whole movie, which again could have been exciting, but I have such beautiful green eyes that I didn't want to deny my fans of seeing them for not seeing them for 2 hours, so I just said no, and it went to Sandra. That's okay, because Sandra and I go way back. So I'm glad that she got the part, but I'm still not watching that movie. Too. Don't you think all the Brass Egg Cup sponsorship messages ruin the flow of your audios? But I suppose you need them to put your yoni egg. I don't know what to reply to that. Seriously, it's the only thing that comes to my mind. 3. What if you order a lobster, but when it arrived, it was just a stretch scorpion? I would be incredibly mad, because I am a Scorpio, so to see someone from my family on a plate, I would probably sue the restaurant. For hello, by the way. Hello, Captain Jericho. 5. Why is your Reddit avatar a picture of a nuclear submarine targeting a goose? If it isn't, never mind. Never mind, I suppose. Bonus question. Are you fresh water or salt water? I'm definitely salt water. And he says, I didn't even mention aliens. You're welcome. Well, thank you, Captain Jericho. Next questions are from the famous Moon Dance With Me. Which actress would play you in your film biography? That's really difficult. Physically, I can't think of any actresses who look like me. When I was younger, some people told me that I looked like Drew Barrymore, which I actually don't see at all, but yeah, I don't know. I really can't think of anybody. I guess she could play me. She's not as tall as I am, but she could use to gain some pounds, some kilos also. But she's quirky and I like her, so I would have to say Drew Barrymore. Wine or whiskey? Neither, because I don't really drink that much. I drink socially, and I don't like a lot of alcohol, to be honest. I will have a glass of red wine at a restaurant if I'm with friends, but that's basically it. Shakespeare or Sartre? Shakespeare, I guess. Leather or lace? Lace, of course. All the lacy lingerie. What makes you angry? Ignorance, stupid people, people who are not open-minded, people who are just mean in general, will put down people for stupid reasons, injustice, the usual, I guess what our world is mostly about, unfortunately. What is the most beautiful sound in the world? Well, I guess to stay in the audio world, I would say the sound of a man coming. Again, it's going to depend on the man. Bonus point, tell us about the last time someone made you blush.
I I don't really remember, but
Yeah, I don't really remember. The probably the last time someone made me blush was some of you men we caught and Yeah, I don't really think I can't really think of something specific moment when it happened. Sorry, moon dance. Lucidine. Okay, here we go. Imagine that your audio porn will bring you wealth and fame. You can only have both or neither, but you will have to sacrifice your anonymity. Do you do it? No, because to be honest, I'm not really interested in fame. And I don't think it would be worth it to sacrifice my anonymity for wealth. I don't know. I think it's really hard to explain what we do, what we record to someone who is not familiar at all with erotic audios. And like I've said before, the only person to know are some of the wonderful ladies I've met on Gale Force Patreon, because they of course do listen to erotic audios, and for them it's not weird that one of us decided to record. But I do remember a while back I sent a link to an erotic audio to a friend of mine, like a real life friend, and she's not a prude. She listens to well, not she doesn't listen. She reads a lot of erotic books, and not soft ones, like really BDSM and stuff like that. Not 50 Shades of Grey, like real authors who can real writers. And I sent her a file, and she basically said, "That's interesting, but that's not really my thing." And she, the next time I saw her, we talked a little bit about it, and I don't know. She seemed really disturbed by that concept. I don't know. I don't know if it's the fact that it's just weird for someone to imagine another person alone recording this stuff. I think for some people it's even weirder than porn. I don't know. So I wouldn't be comfortable with my real life friends knowing what I do, which is kind of sad because it's a fun hobby, but I don't think they would be open-minded enough to understand. So I will just stay anonymous. Next question from Lucid Dean. You get two wishes, one to be used on others, one to be used on yourself. You are on the spot. The alien wizard has opened his portal and has to go home to his planet. There is not much time to think. What do you ask for? Well, the wish to use on others is quite simple. I will ask the alien wizard to fetch Sarah Michelle Gellar for you, Dean, so you can spend one day with her doing whatever you want. I will ask that Freddy doesn't show up, unless you really want to, but yeah. As for me, I will ask him to give me good health until the day I die, because I think that's the most important in life, to be healthy. And yeah, if I can just die of old age without any health issues, that would be absolutely wonderful. I'm sorry if it's kind of heavy, but I think that's important. And and this last question is, who do you invite to a celebrity orgy on your exclusive, luxurious, fully staffed private island? Yeah, that's my sexy island. Everyone you invite will joyfully agree to attend. For the purposes of this question, GWA artists count as celebrities. Well, I will have to invite you, Lucy Dean, because you asked the question, and it would be rude not to invite you. Again, not really interested in celebrities, because, yeah, I don't know. So I guess we will stick to GWA artists. Maybe the orgy will have to happen in the dark, because we have no idea what we look like, and I don't know, it could be quite interesting to just be in the dark and just recognize each other with our voices without knowing what we look like. That would make for an interesting orgy. So of course I would invite Mrs. Donovan, my partner in crime, to make her happy. I would invite A Hit Metal and Todd and Hank Miller, also from GWA, and I don't know all the people I listen to. There are so many of you, Moondance and Failing 400 and Memento Mori, and I don't know, I'm sure I'm sure I've forgotten a lot of people. So yeah, like I've said, I'm not really creative when I have to name celebrities and people like that, because yeah. The next question is not really a question, it's more like someone who is, his username has been deleted, but I know he has another username. He has actually told me by PM. He's basically showing that he knows a lot about Belgium and our languages. This is quite long, so he says, I have something that has confused me for a little while, that I hope it would be okay to ask for clarification on. I am 99.9% sure. You must have clarified it somewhere else, but I am an Australian and we sometimes do stupid things and elect stupid leaders. So I do hope you will humor me. I have always thought of you as French, French speaking, French breathing, French living, French seducing, at least one living relative named Napoleon Leveld French. You are also a Belgian mermaid. Now, I have tried to apply the logic to this to understand, but my brain falls apart. If you are French in Belgium, surely that would mean you reside in either Wallonia somewhere or in around super French Brussels. Each in turn. If you were a Walloon in Wallonia, why would you identify as a Belgian mermaid when Walloon mermaid is so much more fun to say? When Walloon anything is more fun to say. Also, being a mermaid in Wallonia appears to have other issues. For example, how does a mermaid return to the sea when Wallonia is landlocked? That's an excellent question. And Brussels, also landlocked. But I hold this as more likely due to the river across to Antwerp and then the North Sea from there. But if you do reside in Brussels and return regularly to open waters to attend to your mermaid duties via a 200-kilometer return swim, I will keep your secret, but I ask that you tell me. What kind of cardio workouts are you doing to be able to make that kind of journey on a regular basis, and have enough puff left to come back to us and record such fun, articulate, flirty, sexy, imaginative and beautiful scenes for us? That was such a nice compliment.
shopping is my cardio. I don't really work out. So I guess I'm a professional shopper. That's how I keep my strength when I have to swim. But I do not swim back every day because I do have a big tub at home, and I do have a swimming pool in the summer. So I'm all set up. I don't have to go back to the sea. But to answer your question, I do not live in Wallonia. I do not live in Brussels either. I live outside of Brussels in one of the I don't know, you say that in English. It's not like a commune, but an area. There are like little areas around Brussels which where people speak both languages or just Flemish, and that's basically really complicated to explain Belgium to you, but I live in one area where the official language is Flemish, but my mother tongue is French. I was born in Brussels and then lived outside Brussels in an area where both languages were official for the longest time, and then moved to this place. So I do speak Flemish also, not as well as I used to, because I don't practice it a lot, unfortunately. But yeah, I'm in Belgium. Is really complicated because it's such a small, it's really sad because it's such a small country and politicians can never agree. It's always a matter of language, and they want to separate the country every so often, and it's really a shame because I think Belgians have, I mean, I guess I'm biased, but we are wonderful. There are so many wonderful people, and the fact that we have French, Flemish, and German as official languages, I mean, it shows that we are open-minded, and we have a lot of other nationalities in our country also, and it's a shame to want to separate. And I don't feel Flemish, I don't feel Walloon, certainly not Walloon, because it's not a part of the country where I live, but I am Belgian. I guess I'm a mix of everything, and yeah, that's why I chose the Belgian mermaid. Next set of questions. Oral ham. Most adorable animal baby, kitten or puppy? Puppy. Chocolate, German, Swiss or Belgian? Belgian, of course. Salted chocolate, abomination or heavenly gift? Heavenly gift. This format of questioning, should I keep going or stop? Well, I suppose you can keep going. The average unladen airspeed of a swallow, African or European? I have absolutely no idea. Pineapple on pizza, absolutely disgusting. Please note, this is not a question but a statement, and I have to agree with you. You don't put pineapple on a pizza. People who wear all black, cool because they are arty or silly because they are covered in cat hair? I know a lot of people like that, especially among Nick Cave fans. Nick Cave fans have a tendency to have black hair and wear all black. A little gut, I guess. So yeah, they are all good to wear. Whatever you want, whatever makes you comfortable, I don't care. Next question is like, I have no idea what it is because I suck at math, so I will skip it. And last question is, Denmark, what's the point? Well, I don't know. Denmark is a cool country. Yeah, I don't know. It's not that far from Belgium. I've never been to Denmark, but I would like to at some point. Next questions. Irrational irritation. What's the most hilarious thing you have ever heard? I did. I apologize. I won't say the name of the person, but last weekend I was looking up audios on GWA, and I don't listen to a lot of women. I will click sometimes just to have an idea of what someone sounds like. And that day, the tags of that particular audio were really funny. So I clicked, and that audio was the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. So you, if you want to listen to it, you just send me a PM and I will send you the link. But I'm not going to shame this person. But I don't know. It takes a lot of guts, I suppose, to post something like that. But it was really funny. At least I had a good laugh. What's your idea of a relaxing day? It would be a day where I can just focus on myself, like not get up early. Just do whatever I want. Be lazy. Yeah, simple, but just think about me for a change. Favorite thing for breakfast? Blueberry pancakes, which I haven't had in forever, but now I really want them. And I think I've been over all the questions. Just having a quick look. Oh no, I missed one question actually. From Valerac, which with Belgian also. And he asked, "What's the weirdest dish food you have ever tried?" When I went to the US a few years ago, we went to a restaurant that served snake and. I tried that. It was actually a plate with different kind of foods, and snake was part of it. And I just had the tiniest bite, but I just couldn't eat it. It was just too weird for me. I don't actually remember what it tastes like. Probably like chicken or something like that. But the texture was of the snake was not really good. And I do apologize to all the snakes out there. Trying to eat you. I will never do that again, especially not now since I have a snake tattoo on my arm, so I wouldn't re disrespect them. I think I've replied to all the questions now. Yeah. So thank you so much for asking them. I do apologize about my voice. I'm sorry if some of my answers are not really creative, but I do hope you have learned a little bit more about me. And if you want to know something, something else, my PMs are always open. So, again, thank you for asking those questions. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being such a great community.